In the vast land of America, freedom danced on the breeze, whispering its promise to all who embraced its call. From the East Coast to the West, people of diverse backgrounds united under the banner of liberty. They forged a nation where dreams knew no bounds, possibilities stretched as far as the horizon. In this great land, immigrants sought refuge from oppression, and pioneers carved paths through untamed wilderness. They built a tapestry of cultures, religions, and ideas that flourished side by side, enriching the nation's fabric. Through the struggles and triumphs, America grew, and the voices of the people resonated, demanding justice, equality, and inalienable rights that belong to every single soul. The spirit of freedom surged through the hearts of Americans, propelling them forward. And so, the architects of the nation inscribed the preamble to the Constitution, a testament to the grand vision that they held. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The preamble has become a beacon of hope, a guiding light illuminating the path toward a future where freedom will forever reign. In the embrace of liberty, Americans found strength, unity, and an enduring spirit, a land where the pursuit of happiness knows no limits, and the dream of freedom is for you and generations yet to come. And yes, this freedom, this America, will survive.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans, why we fall. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war. Only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? It's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material complications. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. He said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree. Yeah.
You're listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. I'm Chris Story with a special report for you from On Top of the World entitled Freeze the Squeeze. This is a special announcement for anybody on the Kenai Peninsula borough. However, those of you in Kodiak, those of you in Unalaska, Dutch Harbor, Delta Junction, Fort Greeley, anywhere outside of the Kenai Peninsula borough, this will help you as well. We're seeing unprecedented rises in assessed property values within the Kenai Peninsula borough. It's borough-wide. I'm calling for an immediate pause. Freeze the squeeze. Immediately pause the 2024 assessments right now. This is not a discussion. It's a demand. Let the post-pandemic dust settle and reevaluate in 2025. Meanwhile, we the people are going to do a couple of things. I've got a four-point plan I'm going to spend the remainder of the program talking about. Look, taxation on unrealized and historic exigent circumstances is unconscionable. Now, you're going to hear that the state of Alaska mandates by statute 29.45 requiring that the borough assess your property at fair market value. Do you understand that 29.45, that state statute, is there to protect you? To protect you, the people, from the rapacious bureaucrats. It's not there to squeeze you. It's not there to eke out your last nickel. State statute 29.45 requires the borough not assess you beyond fair market value. I have a letter directed directly to the assessor here in a moment. But just understand that and let that sink in. Because every time a property is bought or sold, a questionnaire goes out, and every single time the state statute 29.45 is stated optionally. However, it is something that is every time you appeal your property taxes thrown in your face. And I just want you to understand that statute is there to protect you. Here's the four-point plan for freezing the squeeze of 2024. First off, pause immediately and freeze the 2024 assessed values. Revert to 2023 levels right now. It's not an option. That's a mandate from the people. That must be done. Number two, you and I must insist that an ordinance be passed that disallows the rate of increase, the rate of rise, year over year per annum above 5%, period. May not be above 5% annually. Number three, increase the senior citizen exemption on their primary residence from $350,000 to $500,000 immediately effective 2024. Period, full stop. That's a mandate of, by, and for the people. Number four, explore transitioning into an elected assessor's position versus a hired department within the borough. This needs to be an elected position. Somebody who answers to the people, has public facing accountability. You'll notice today in our plan, in our freeze the squeeze plan, not once am I going to suggest you call the borough assessor. Not once. There's a reason. I am going to be making several requests of you. And I'll start with the first one. I am asking you to look at your property tax assessed value. And if you have seen a rise in 2024 values over 23 of 5% or greater, I'm asking you to appeal right now. You probably normally don't. Most people do not. There's a little known fact that a barrier to entry was put in place a number of years ago to prevent you from even wanting to bother. It's a $100 fee. Don't worry. You get your $100 back if you participate in the process. So we know it's not there to fund the department. It's there to dissuade you. It's a barrier to entry. It's not much, but it's enough of one that it probably slows down, I would suggest, probably 3/4 of the people that would otherwise file an appeal. I'm asking you to dig deep, get the $100, appeal your property taxes right now. You have until April 1st. Do not delay. If you've seen a rise of 5% or greater, I'm asking you, I believe it's a mandate upon you to appeal. This needs to be the largest receipt of appeals the borough has ever seen. If we are to have any success in freezing the squeeze, this is going to be an underpinning of it. There has to be a vocal majority. We will be ground beneath the rapacious heel of bureaucratic inertia otherwise. That's the fact. So stay tuned. The entire program, we're going to be talking about freezing the squeeze. This is the beginning of a peaceful revolution here on Top of the World. Stick around. We'll be right back. You're listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose. I'm Chris Story with the Freeze the Squeeze episode. Don't miss a minute of this program. In fact, text or call a friend right now. Tell them to tune in. AM 620, AM 640, or FM 102. Freeze the squeeze depends upon you, the people. Here's the plan. We must pause the 2024 assessment increases right now, borough-wide. Kenai Peninsula borough-wide, number one. We must let the post-pandemic dust settle. We can reevaluate in 2025. There's a lot of flux. There's a lot of things in flux, fluctuation. How dare they go as high as 25, 35, 49, and 69% increase year over year? It's unconscionable. We know we barely made it through as an economy, as a world, as a country. An exigent circumstance like we've never seen in history, not even in 1918, during the Spanish flu, did the country lock down, shut down. We've never seen anything like what we went through for several years. And now we, the people, are going to be held at gunpoint for a 69% increase? Absolutely not. We cannot stand for it. Keep in mind, what's going to be thrown in your face is Statute 29.45, requiring the borough assess property at fair market value. You need to know this is there to protect you. That is there. That is a stopgap to protect you. We'll talk about mass evaluation and how it works. And I have a letter for the borough assessor. But we're at a pivotal point. We're at a seminal point right now in history where you can make all the difference. We need to freeze 2024 assessments back to 2023 levels right now, immediately. Number two, we need to pass an ordinance that disallows the rate of rise more than 5% per annum. Period. That's full stop. That's non-negotiable. Number three, we must right now, effective this year, increase senior exemption to $500,000 right now. And I'm willing to allow number four in our four-point plan to take a little longer. Gracious of me, I know, but seriously, exploring transition into an elected assessor's position is going to take time. I'm not foolish. I'm putting it on my list of demands simply because I want it done. I think you will want it done. Imagine having an elected assessor that answers to the people from a government of and by the people every year. I'm not sure what the elected term would be, maybe a three-year term. That's negotiable. Let's discuss it. But what's put on the table right now is full accountability. I was just telling Dave, I hope I don't sound angry. I'm not. Here's what I am. I'm determined. I've never been this determined in my life to solve a problem this big, but I know together you and I can do this. I can't do it. You and I can do this together. That's the only way it's going to happen. And if you think I'm new to the conversation, I'm not. My very first program 17 years ago, almost to the month, 17 years ago, was with the borough assessor at the time. His name's escaping me. It's irrelevant. He's just since retired. What's funny about that, it was that I'd never done radio before. Wanted to do radio since I was a little kid. Been fascinated by this other world that existed in the ether. I just loved radio. Put together this program, called it Radio Realty. The 30-minute program, we were going to discuss all things real estate. In fact, the first tagline was, if it happens to real estate, it matters to you. And it's still, that's still relevant, isn't it? So my first guest was the borough assessor, and he brought down one of his assessors, one of his appraisers, and they came down. Tim White and I, at the time, were working together. He was my co-pilot. He was sitting here in the studio in my office. Dave Webb was flying the controls up at the top of the mothership of Diamond Ridge, just like he is now. But Tim and I are sitting here together. I do an opening monologue. You need to know I had about a 3/4-inch stack of documents, of talking points. And I didn't get through any of it, practically. The first little segment went by. I went out into the other room. The assessor and his minion were sitting there and had been listening to the radio over the air out there, and almost had this horrified, ghostly expression on their face of like, this is your first show? What have we done? What have we done? They were very gracious. They came in. We had a really good conversation, an interesting conversation about the process of assessing property. As 24 years into this business, 31 years managing property, 17 years on the radio, I've been involved and invested in the assessment process in the borough for, well, over 3 decades. I'm not coming to this decision of freezing the squeeze lightly. I'm not putting out these talking points, this 4-point plan, on a whim. I'm going to back it up with logic and facts. Fact number one, this is the Alaska Constitution. Where does the power come for the government? Let me just read the preamble. We, the people of Alaska, grateful to God and to those who founded our nation and pioneered this great land in order to secure and transmit to succeeding generations our heritage of political, civil, and religious liberty within the Union of States, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the state of Alaska. Further, this Constitution is dedicated to the principles that all persons have an actual right to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and hear me out, the enjoyment of the rewards of their own industry. Their own industry. All political power is inherent in the people. All government originates with the people, is founded upon their will only, and is instituted solely for the good of the people as a whole.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world.
You and I are going to change the world. This 4-point plan is possible. We'll continue to be prosperous. Here's a line I want you to remember, never forget. Get it tattooed somewhere on your beautiful body. The government's going to have to learn to do more with more, but not that much more. I'm happy to have the government have more, but not that much more. All right, it is time for your Alaskan Mindbender presented by Captain's Coffee and Captain's Coffee Roasting Company, based in Homer, Alaska, on Pioneer Avenue, across the street from the Salvation Army. Online, anywhere in the world, you can order the greatest cup of coffee in the world at captainscoffee.com. The best biscuits you've ever had, and gourmet coffee. Plus, they've got a BLT with tomato. It's divine. Soups, salads, fresh baked bread, captainscoffee.com. Here's your question. All you have to do is just participate. There is no wrong answer. Text 907-299-7653. 299-7653. Text the words freeze the squeeze. I really want to make that happen. Freeze the squeeze. I want to see t-shirts. I want to see bumper stickers. I want to see hats. I want to see people expressing freeze the squeeze. Power to the people. That's exactly what I'm calling for today. And I want to tell you exactly what you can do. I've already alluded to the first step of this plan, appeal. The assessing department needs to receive more appeals this year. They need to hear the voices of the appellants more than ever before. This needs to be a historically high reaction to historically high increases in assessment. So if your assessment on your private property went above 5% year over year this year, if you went up over 5%, you need to appeal right now. The deadline is April 1st. You've got to don't wait. Don't wait till the 1st. Do it now. Yes, it will cost you $100. I'm asking you to contribute that. If you participate, you'll get it back. Email. What else can you do? First off, please do that. Let's not pass that over too quickly. The appeal process needs to be done. Even if you don't know how you're going to prove it, the burden of proof, unfortunately, is upon you. But I believe that once we go to step two of this plan, we'll not need to worry too much about that appeal process. But please get it started. If you're to have a voice in this conversation, you've got to have your appeal in. They need a mandate of the people by the people. You are the people. You're the only one that can appeal. You've got to appeal. I want you also, as step two, please email each and every single assembly person. Go to kpb.us, kpb.us. Click on the assembly at the top left of the page. You're going to see all their names. Ryan Tunzeth, Kelly Cooper. Back to her in a second. Talked to her yesterday. Brent Johnson. Cindy Eklund, Peter Ribbons, Brent Hibbert, Mike Tupper, Tyson Cox, Bill Elam. They're all right there for you, all their contact information. I'm asking for a civil freeze the squeeze email. Also, step three, email Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Michicki. Go to kpb.us, mayor tabs on the top left in between departments and assembly. Click on it. You're going to find his contact information, two emails, his mayoral email, and it looks like is more of a personal email. I would send one to both, carbon copy. And you're also welcome to call the mayor. I think your voice in his inbox when he returns from vacation would be wonderful. 907-714-2150. 907-714-2150. That's the phone number directly to Mr. Peter Michicki's mayoral office at the Kenai Peninsula Borough. What do you want? Freeze the squeeze. We want to revert all assessments to 2023 levels right now. No discussion about that. It's got to be done right now. We also want to create an ordinance, and this is going to take some time, hence freezing the squeeze. We want an ordinance passed and approved that caps the rate of rise, the rate of increase year over year to not more than 5%. Also, concurrent, we want to increase the senior exemption to $500,000 and explore the transition into an elected assessor's position. That's going to take some time. We know that. The other things can be done immediately. Think about it like this. 5% a year, we've been enjoying 3 to 5% a year appreciation in property values. What happened in 2020? The great migration north, the great artificially, federally suppressed interest rates allowed for a surge and a spike in pricing like we've never seen. And you had a whole mobile society free from the electronically, basically free from the leash, free from the office, moving about. Suddenly, you were seeing 6, 8, 10 offers at a time. That was a very unique and rare circumstance here in Alaska, never before seen. And it drove prices up. We'll be the first to concede that. However, is it sustainable? Is it long lasting? And should the government be reaching into your pocket right now and taxing you on that unrealized gain? I say no. I say, dear assessor, this isn't about you. Please understand that. While I disagree with the methodology of your mass appraisal process, I also understand that it is your job and you're simply doing your job. The logic used to explain and justify the values that you arrive at, I do not agree with. Again, you have a darn tough job given that Alaska is a right to privacy state. I want it to remain as such. This is not an attack on you. You have a tough job. But these measures we the people seek are designed to promulgate a healthy community whereby your salary and the salaries of your staff and the benefit packages will exist long into your inevitable retirement, even if and when you move out of state. We need a healthy community. We need affordable housing. How often do you hear affordable housing mentioned? Do you remember that Senator Sullivan just brought Secretary Fudge to Alaska? What was their topic? Housing, affordable housing. I'll talk about that. Plus, we're going to go over other aspects. Tenants, if you're a tenant, you need to be part of this conversation just like the property owners. There's a lot more to come. I'm so excited about this. Freeze the squeeze. Text that right now at 907-299-7653 and enter to win a coffee card, books, coins from On Top of the World, and a lot more. We'll be right back. Stick around. Imagine you're in a casino in Reno or Las Vegas, and you stack up a really handsome pile of chips. I mean, you're on a hot streak. Along comes an IRS agent. They take a look at what you've got and they say, wow, look at you. What a haul. Then they hand you a tax bill on your gains. You'd say, wait a minute. Whoa, man, I'm still here at the table. I mean, I'm in the casino. You know, I may lose all, part, or some anyway, maybe most of these gains you're looking at. Well, that would be insane. You couldn't imagine that. It's almost as insane as taxing your property on hyperinflated valuations based on a perception of what a historically artificial market has produced in a short period of time. During a time, by the way, remind yourself of national crisis, global crisis. It is absolutely wrong. It is unconscionable to do this. And you and I, we the people, want to freeze the squeeze. We want it put on right now. 2024 assessed values in the Kenai Peninsula borough must be reverted to 2023. And then we're going to look for the 5% rule no more. Government needs to learn to do more with more, but not that much more. You're listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose. I'm Christopher Story. I'm going to be sharing a lot more of this through our Facebook page. I hate Facebook. I despise it, but I don't know a better tool right now to get out some of the documents and some of the links. So I'll be using my Facebook page. Go and friend me if you'd like. I'm this close. I'm holding my fingers really close together, by the way. This close to leaving Facebook for good and saying goodbye to Zuckerberg and his entire crew. However, for now, that's where you're going to find more of this information, including this. So what, seniors? Come on. How much more do you people want? Let's break this down. Ask yourself a question. Where do you think most of the money that comes through, floats through, flows through our peninsula hospitals comes from? Where do you think most of it comes from? Yeah, senior citizens. Medicare represents a massive slice of the hospital pie. Think about it like this. Senior citizens are the third rail of our economy, a third leg on the stool, if you will, of our entire economy, bringing a fortune, capital F fortune, in retirement dollars, Medicare dollars, Social Security, combination of all these things. It's an absolute fortune brought to our communities. Senior citizens are more prone to shop local. Also, they put zero pressure on your schools, for which much of these property taxes are used to pay for. So as such, why not become attractive to senior citizens in the Kenai Peninsula borough? I mean, we want to be borough-wide senior friendly. And remember this. If you're new to the area, you may not even know this. We, the people of Alaska, made a promise to our senior citizens, full exemption on their primary residence, not their investment properties, their primary residence. One day, paying down the mortgage, one day with the sweat, the blood, the equity would be theirs, never to be taxed again. Imagine that. Never to be taxed again. However, we reneged on that. But we said, senior citizens, calm down, relax, relax, boomer. We're going to give you a $350,000 exemption. Okay, you greedy pigs, you're going to get the $350,000. Well, that was in an era of $250,000, $300,000, maybe a $400,000 top-end sale. So most of their, almost predominantly, were going to be tax-exempt. But guess what's happened? The market's moved. They're now more likely to be in a $450,000+ assessed value home. We need to move that exemption to $500,000 right now. There's a mysterious methodology to mass appraisal. I don't envy the assessors. I really do not. I know several of them that have come from the private world of real estate into the public appraisal. I get it. It's difficult. I admire what they do and how they go about doing their best at it, but I'm not here to talk to them. I'm here to talk to you, and through you, you and I are going to talk to our elected representatives. We're going to talk to our borough assembly people. We're going to talk to them, even if they're not in your area. Mike Topper may not be in your area. I want you to email him anyway. Kelly Cooper may not be in your area. I want you to email her anyway. Freeze the squeeze. Send the message. I believe, after speaking with Kelly Cooper in the Homer area, you're going to find a receptive ear, if not to all of these ideas that I'm promoting, at least one of them, which would be a cap on rise year over year. I don't have the exact details. We had a very short conversation. I believe that that is something she's amenable to. In fact, may already be in the works. However, we can't just wait. We have to move forward, you and me as a people, as a whole group. We are together better when we're strong as individuals we can be, and collectively we come together. So we are right now needing to, as independent people, man, this is a tough call for Alaskans. It really is. We are so independent. We are so capable. And rarely do we want to come together as a group collectively and get something. This is the time to do it. This is the time to say that this is our interdependence. Yes, independence, number one. Number two, though, is our interdependence, and this is what it's going to take. I want the Kenai Peninsula Borough to be a safe haven for senior citizens, and I'm promising you the economics work. It will benefit everybody. Let's talk about affordable housing. Boy, we talk a good game about affordable housing in the halls of power, don't we? It's constantly on the tip of the tongue of anybody who wants to get elected. I'm going to be for affordable housing. Senator Sullivan last year brought Secretary Fudge, not made up, that's her name, the HUD secretary here to Alaska last year. And what were they addressing? What was Senator Sullivan parading her around the state showing her? The lack of affordable housing. You have the power right here, right now, to make Alaska a little more affordable. Freeze the squeeze. See, for housing to become more affordable and more available, government will have to learn to do more with more, just not that much more. And yes, I do intend to repeat the phrases. I want them to become part of our conversation. Freeze the squeeze, and government, learn to do more with more, but not that much more. Homer Mayor Ken Kastner contorted himself into a human pretzel a couple of years ago in order to get water to a subsidized apartment building that was proposed to be built in Ketchikan City. Fine. I'm all for expansion of the water. He said this was to get more affordable housing into our area. Au contraire, subsidized housing isn't affordable housing. They're two different topics. I am talking broadly right now about affordability means you must necessarily bring down the cost of the whole to everybody. You have to bring down the cost of a couple of things. How about this? Water. So Mayor Kastner got the water to that apartment building. I applauded him for that. But our water rates have not gone down. They've only gone up. What does that do? That drives up the cost of housing. So what can government do? Go in and reduce those rates. I'm told to a person that I speak to about that, it's impossible. Fine. I'm one voice in that. You and I are many voices in the affordability relative to property tax conversation. It's got to be had by all of us. We have to go to kpb.us, click on assembly, and communicate with each and every assembly person, even if they're not in your district. They need to hear from you. Imagine if every single person appealed this year, 2024. I must tell you, I've never once appealed. Never once. Been a property owner for 30 years in the borough. Never once have I appealed a property valuation. This year, I'll be appealing every single one that went over 5%. Tiffany's working on that matrix right now. I don't know exactly how many that's going to be, but it's going to be a fair number. It's worth doing. Imagine if this is the greatest year ever of appeal. It like the most appeals that have ever taken place in the history of the Kenai Peninsula Borough, this needs to be the year to do it. And I just want to say thank you. I will tell you, in the 31 years I've been managing property, 25 years I've been developing property, Tiffany and I have renovated over 16 homes with our own money. We've provided affordable housing and have for more than two decades in the Kenai Peninsula Borough. Not one time has somebody from the government, elected or otherwise, said these two words to me. Thank you. So for all of you, I would like to just say thank you. I talked to a friend yesterday They have over 50 properties. Their property valuation's gone up close to $1 million across the board. Never once have they been thanked for all that they've done, and they've done a lot. So for those of you who've invested time, blood, sweat, and tears into your land, into your homes, into your property, I want to say thank you, because I know that it's your property tax that fuels our schools, builds our hospitals, maintains our roads. Thank you. It's you and I, it's us that makes this a wonderful place to live, work, play, and leave a legacy and leave for our posterity, something prosperous. Truly, it is you, and I want to say thank you. Now let me address tenants. You think maybe this doesn't impact you? Do you think by chance, just because you're renting your home, that this doesn't impact you? You're renting your business space. This doesn't impact you? It absolutely does. These massive hikes on property valuations do impact you. In fact, it's you that's paying the bill in your rent. You're paying the tax, and it's embedded in your rent. I'm not fighting just for me. I'm not just fighting for the property owners. I'm fighting for you. You're impacted and without a voice until now. You actually do have a voice, should you choose to use it. You too, as tenants, are able to connect with the Kenai Peninsula Borough, Mayor, the Assembly, and say freeze the squeeze. You have the right, dare I say, I believe you have the obligation and duty to your community to speak up, even as a tenant, as somebody who is renting your property. You're a voter. You're a taxpayer. Use your voice right now. Use it or lose it. Go to kpb.us, click on Assembly, email every Assembly person in your area and outside, every single one of them, and say, freeze the squeeze. We are being squeezed. It must be frozen. It must be reverted to 2023 levels. Join this revolution. It's a peaceful revolution, but I'm telling you, it's going to gain momentum. As a tenant, you're paying sales tax. Try to pay 2 months at once. See what happens. You'll pay two sales taxes. You think they're looking out for you for affordability? Absolutely not. You have a voice as a tenant. Use it. kpb.us, upper left hand of the website, click on Assembly. Peacefully, respectfully, demand, and I'm using that word intentionally, demand. We have to demand. We have to be peaceful and respectful, but we have to make this a stand, a demand and a stand that we will not back down from. Pause and freeze back to 2023 levels right now. Pass an ordinance disallowing a rate of rise of valuation over 5% per annum, not more than 5% per annum. Increase senior exemption to $500,000 right now, and let's collectively and as a community and as a borough start talking about how to get to an elected assessor's position, somebody who will answer directly to the people. Accountability. You're listening to On Top of the World. I'm Chris Story. We'll be right back. You're listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. Today's program is all about power to the people. Some people have been asking for the exemption form. Excuse me, not the exemption form, but the appeal form. Send me a text and just send the text at 907-299-7653. I'm prepared to send it right back to you, the appeal form. It's on the borough website. You can go to the assessor's department and find it right there. It's very easily accessible at kpb.us. Go to department, go to assessors, and you'll find it quickly, easily. However, I'm happy to send it to you right now. Just as a reminder, you have until April 1st. And by the way, to Kelly's credit, whom I found to be an incredible assembly person, she said yesterday or the day before when I spoke to her about this, please remind everybody the appeals must be submitted by April 1st. In Kelly, we have a friend. I'm asking you to treat each of the assembly as a friend, as a compatriot in this revolution, that they are going to work for us. I want you to visualize that they have your best interest. They will want this. They will want to freeze the squeeze. They will cooperate with our request. And our requests have to be very concise, considered, and considerate. If we show up angry, if we show up with pitchforks and torches, we're going to lose the discussion. We have to be polite. We have to be, if not patient, at least tolerant of hearing them out. However, I can predict already what's going to be said. Oh, you know, I've already heard this from a couple of snarcastic people. Oh, yeah, I like selling the expensive homes, don't you? Just don't want to pay the tax. Here's what we want. We do not want these exigent circumstances we've all just gone through by the force of outside of our control, this entire false economy. We do not know what's coming. We are at the brink of a world war. We are indebted well past our eyeballs. As a state, we are running in the red annually. As a country, we're $32 trillion and counting in debt. We're falling behind in the war, the economic war, where most of us don't even know we're fighting for the reserve currency of the world, losing it to China as a result of the Ukraine-Russia conflict and our abandonment of leadership in the world. All of this is happening. All the while, we're just coming and circling the wagons and robbing from each other. We need the government to do more with more, but not that much more. In order to do this, we have to freeze the squeeze. Send me a text if you would like an appeal form. I'll send it right back to you. The appeal form needs to be submitted by April 1st with $100. Again, that $100 is another thing we need to address, not today. It was put in place to stop you from wanting to go further. It's arguably, absolutely, ashamedly not to pay for the assessor's time or the department's time, the staff time. Absolutely not, because you get it back if you participate. So the more time of theirs you take, whether you win or not, you get it back. So it's a counterintuitive thing. All it is set there for is to prevent you, to try to help you have one more reason not to file an appeal. And I'm asking you, I'm not going to use the word begging, but I am asking you to join hands, become interdependent on this issue, become one voice. This isn't about not wanting the schools to be funded. This isn't about not wanting roads to be maintained. This isn't about a resentment of staff salary. This is not about resentment of any one particular elected official. This is government inertia. This is the rapacious heel of a government that's in motion that we need to slow. We need this ordinance to be a sea anchor against these kinds of wild swings of property valuations, mass property valuations. I mean, one particular person, one client was told, oh, we don't look at your individual property. This is mass appraisal. So what is fair market value? Fair market value, as mandated by the state of Alaska, that the boroughs assess property to by 29.45 state statute, fair market value by definition is the least a willing seller will accept and the most a willing buyer will pay. Well, obviously, with mass appraisal, they're absent a buyer, so they've only got 50% of that equation, number one. Number two, they're a right to privacy state here in Alaska, so all they can see on the deed is $10 and other good and valuable consideration. Hence my letter to the assessor, I know you have a hard job. Not trying to make it harder for you. I do want there to be a flood of appeals. I want there to be a massive appeal like you've never seen before. But that's not about you. This is a conversation that's happening outside of your department amongst the people. We're going to be polite and respectful, but we must demand the 5% cap be put in place, $500,000 exemption for our senior citizens. And I'm willing to go to 750 if you are. But I think we start at 500. And then third, we freeze this year's increases, absolutely freeze them. We freeze them like a wart, and we go back to 2023 evaluations, which were still too high. But we're going to go back to those. We have to have a conversation with the adults in the room. We have to be power to the people and freeze this particular squeeze. Remember, if you don't have an email or you don't use email, you don't like to use email, feel free to leave a voicemail for Mayor Peter Michicki at 907-714-2150. Mayor Peter Michicki. Go to kpb.us, go to assembly. I want you to send a respectful freeze the squeeze email to Ryan Tunseth, Kelly Cooper, Brent Johnson, Cindy Eklund, Peter Ribbons, Brent Hibbert, Mike Tupper, Tyson Cox, Bill Elam. Remember this as well. We're all neighbors. If you send somebody to Juneau or up to Binkley Street to become an assembly person or your town hall, they're still your neighbor. We're all in this together. But here's the problem and the challenge that I see. If we don't make a stand today, if we don't literally create a revolution today to reverse this growth, this rate of growth, what's going to happen is you and I and our kids, our progeny going forward, aren't going to be able to remain here. Those that are using arbitrage, selling a home in, say, California for $3 million at the height of a massive real estate bubble, buying property up here, necessarily driving and forcing prices up higher, and assess values to follow soon, who will be able to live here? It's not going to be our kids. We cannot have taxation replete our brains, our children. We can't have a brain drain as a result of overtaxing. We need to become a warm, receptive community to seniors. We need to go back to the promise we made, the promise of exemption for our senior citizens. A quick note about Kelly Cooper, assembly person Kelly Cooper. A listener and client of mine had a massive problem with the borough and the roads department recently. They were getting nowhere. I asked this particular person, can I make a phone call? They said, of course, we'd love any help we can get. I made one call to Kelly Cooper, assembly person Kelly Cooper. Within days, the problem was solved. This is what it takes. It takes you and I joining hands together, respectfully going to our elected officials and saying, hey, we need to talk about this. We have to have our facts in order. We have to remember, do not let it be thrown back in your face about 29.45 state statute requiring, hello, that's there to protect me from you. I understand that. It's a little bit like my dad says when you go to a restaurant and the cashier, waiter, person behind the counter is wearing gloves. They go from prepping your food, and you see this all the time, they go from prepping your food to handling your money and then back to prepping the food with the same gloves on. And he says, who's that glove for? Is that to protect me or to protect you? Because it sure looks like it's there to protect you. It's this law, this state statute is designed to protect you from the rapacious heel of government inertia, because it will continue to grow. The scope of government is going to continue to grow if you and I don't become a sea anchor and hold it back. That's all I'm asking for. Freeze 2024 assessments at their 23 levels. Pass an ordinance disallowing the rate of rise above 5% per annum. Increase tax exemption for seniors' primary residence at $500,000. You understand the difference. Like, if you're a senior citizen and you own an apartment building or a duplex or a rental house or a commercial piece of property, that's not what's in discussion here. It's your abode. It's where you sleep at night. It's your homestead. You have a right to own that. You have a right to live there peaceably for the rest of your life without having to worry about what that KPB envelope is going to tell you. And can you afford it? Not one single senior citizen should have to make that choice. Oh, I know there's hardships. How dare you? How dare you suggest they go get a hardship exemption? Shame on you. No, they built this city. They built this country. They built this state. And by the way, are bringing a fortune in their retirement. Do not compete for jobs. Do not compete for spots in the school for their kids. Kids are grown and gone. We need to respect our senior citizens, and we need to increase that to $500,000 minimum. And the more I talk about it, the more I'm liking $750. So if you're in the borough assessor's office right now, meet me at 500. Let's meet there, because the more I think about it, the more I want it to go up. In fact, do you think we should? Should we just raise it to 750? No. All right, let's do five. Let's do 500. But I may come back. I may come back for that 750. You don't know. Larry and Bruce, you're going to Captain's Coffee absolutely free. Remember, if you would like a copy of the appeal form for your property taxes, text message me at 907-299-7653. Just say appeal and I'll send you the appeal form. It's simple, it's easy, but it's necessary. If we don't show up in mass, if we don't do it right now, if we don't appeal our property taxes today, right now, before April 1st, I'm worried it's going to be too late. I'm worried that we will lose this discussion. We need to freeze the squeeze Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this program. It's going to live at ilovehomeralaska.com/podcast. In the next 20 minutes, it'll be posted. Please go get the show, share it with somebody. And until we meet again, I'm Chris Story, reminding you that you really did build this country, and I appreciate you.